This is Edward Arnold with another front page story of our times. Excitement, drama, suspense. These are elements of our life today, and they are not confined to the pages of fiction. So sit back with me and listen to a tale of true adventure as we follow Jonathan West on another secret mission.
Secret Mission. Hi, Everback, as Jonathan West in Mr. America.
You were trying to escape, weren't you? You wanted to leave Poland, didn't you?
Where are we going?
America?
We should call you Mr. America, eh?
Tell us, Mr. America, why did you want to leave us? Speak up. Answer the question.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh, very well. We will start all over again. We will take it very slowly. Now, first, your name.
I told you already.
Your name?
Mrs. Wolfram Kielitz.
Where do you live?
On a farm outside of Breslau.
Who do you live with?
My mother.
Who else?
My stepfather.
Where is your father?
In Germany.
In the Western Zone.
Yes.
What are you doing in Breslau?
I've told you. I only wanted to see all I can of my beautiful homeland.
You're going on farther west, weren't you?
Maybe even across the border?
Maybe to join your father?
Oh, no, no, no. I just wanted to...
Good. Now we'll have the truth.
That's right, Mrs. Love. Go ahead, get it out of your system. We're only here to help you. Now, who was it that put the idea of escaping into your head? Your mother? Your stepfather?
No, no. They knew nothing about
it. Oh, Mr. America, you finally admit it. You did want to leave Poland.
Yes. No. No, I only wanted to see my father.
But your father is in Western Germany, isn't he?
Yes.
Are there any others in this plot with you?
No one. It was my own idea.
What did you plan to do after you got across the border? Who's doing that whistling out there?
Oh, I beg your pardon. Am I intruding?
You are. Where are you, sir?
My name is Westorf. I'm just visiting. Now, please go right ahead with whatever you would
like. Visiting?
Well, perhaps visiting is not quite the right word. Perhaps inspecting would be better.
I see.
Take the prisoner back to his cell, men. We have all we're going to get out of him.
Yes, sir. Come on, boy.
Can I go home now?
Come on.
You have a rather young clientele here, don't you? I do hope he didn't put up too much of a struggle during his capture.
Comrade Westorf, I imagine comrade is the proper title.
Quite acceptable to me.
You seem to take your visit or your inspection in a very light vein.
Well, I dislike being official.
What department are you with?
Actually, I have the freedom of the city from the Commissar of Culture.
Oh, I see.
And since penal institutions are such an important part of culture in Poland today, I am including them on my itinerary.
You have your papers in order, I presume.
Well, no, really, Lieutenant, do you think I would walk into a jail without the proper authorization?
Oh, no, no, sir, no. Sir.
However, if you're going to make an issue of it.
No, no, I
insist on showing you my papers.
No, I insist. It isn't necessary at all.
You insist?
I do.
Well, then I'll let it go.
Thank you. Is there anything I can show you or tell you while you're here?
There might possibly be something. I'm rather interested in what I just witnessed, sir. Tell me, what was that little boy's crime? Burglary? Treason? Or was it a crime of passion?
He is suspected of trying to escape from Poland.
Oh, really? Well, isn't that a matter for the political police?
Yes.
On the other hand, with so many serious attempts to escape every day, they could scarcely be bothered with a small boy like that.
But this was a serious attempt.
Like 1,000 other small boys who decide to run away from home every day.
But he was going to try to cross the border.
He's hardly old enough to cross the street. Now, I think you would be very foolish to turn a case like this over to the proper authorities.
What can I do? We've held him here for 4 days.
All right. Now send him back to the farm and let his mother and stepfather worry about him. Imagine you've scared him enough so that he's had a lesson.
Perhaps you're right.
You think so?
Yes. I'll arrange for his release.
Well, I must be getting out now.
Goodbye. Goodbye, comrade.
You can be sure that any report I make on my visit here will be most satisfactory.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll be very much obliged to you. Comrade Westorf.
How did he know about the mother and stepfather?
Mm-hmm.
are here now. They are just pulling up in front.
So? What's that to me?
But they will be at the door in a moment.
So answer it.
Jan.
He's your son. Whatever trouble he's brought to this household is your responsibility, not mine. Go ahead, answer the door.
Yes, Jan.
We brought your son back.
Yes, it's love. My baby. Hello, Mama.
Better keep a tight rein on this young colt from now on.
Yes, sir. I will.
He's only released on probation, you know.
Yes, sir.
And if you can't train him, the state will. Come on, Yosef. Goodbye, madam.
Goodbye. Oh, Mr. Scott, we were so worried about you.
You mean your boy, Mama? I would have been all right if they'd just let me alone.
Did they hurt you? Did they treat you badly?
No, I'm all right.
Jan, here's our Mieczyslav home again.
Mm.
Hello, father.
Hello, son.
Jan.
Oh, what do you expect from me?
You could try to act
like I'm his father. Oh, no. This is no prodigal son of mine. There'll be no fatted calf for dinner now that he's returned.
I didn't expect there would be.
Then you've more sense than you've shown before. Maybe a few days in jail is what you needed.
Mieczyslav, would you like to go out and play for a while before dinner?
All right, Mama. Mama?
Yes, dear?
It's all right. Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right. The little fool's made us the laughingstock of the whole valley. Mr. America, they call him in the village. Too good for the likes of us.
It isn't that way at all, Jan. You know what's on his mind.
Yes, I know. His father.
You can't blame a boy for missing his own father, particularly when...
Well, I'm not much of a substitute. Is that what you're trying to say?
Jan, it's not your fault.
Well, thank you for that.
I know you tried to make Mieczyslav like you.
I don't care whether he likes me or not.
I know it hurts you because he won't accept you as a father.
Mm.
But after all, he is a little boy. Little boys have funny ways of looking at things.
But this is stupid. It's been 10 years since the Russians came to Poland and split up the family. 10 years since Mieczyslav has seen his father. He doesn't even remember what he looks like.
I know that.
Then why do you insist on building up this father image in the mind of Mieczyslav? Let him realize that his father's dead as far as we're concerned.
It isn't as easy as that, Jan. During all those years when Mieczyslav and I were in Siberia, all that kept us alive was the hope that one day our family would be reunited. Every night I used to whisper the words to him. Father, mother, country. I used to tell him how it would be when the three of us came back to our farm in Poland.
That was a mistake.
Yes, it has turned out that way. But it did give us the courage to keep on living. I think if Mieczyslav knew the truth, it might kill him.
What do you mean, the truth? Truth about what?
About his father.
Is this something you haven't told me?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Ludwig is not in Western Germany.
He's not?
I heard from him several months ago through a friend of ours in Breslau. I didn't mention it to you because my life is here now, not with him.
Where is he?
England, someplace, working in a textile mill.
Well, so much the better. Why didn't you tell me Mieczyslav this?
I told you he has his heart set on seeing his father. If he knew the distance is even greater now, I don't know what it would do to him.
Well, for one thing, it might have prevented this ridiculous attempt to escape.
Yes. Yes, it might have. But I think he's learned now there is no escape.
Are you going to tell him now?
No. And neither are you, Jan.
Why not? It'll keep him from trying again.
It might do that, or it might not. He's not a strong child. He never has been. I don't want to shock him with news like this after what he's just been through. Maybe in a little while, I can tell him, and all this is worn off. Promise me you'll say nothing about it.
Oh, very well. And for your sake, I'll try to be a little bit more like a father to our prodigal son, Mr. America.
Good morning,
sir. May I sit here beside you?
You wish.
Thank you. I see you're drawing a map here in the dirt.
Just making lines.
Yeah, very interesting lines. Let's see now. Here's the Oder River. Here's the Polish-German border. And this must be... Yes, this is Berlin, right?
Is there anything wrong with that?
Oh, no, not at all. You don't remember me, do you, Mieczyslav?
No.
In the police station in Breslau?
No. Oh, yes, now I remember. They stopped asking me questions when you came in.
That's right.
What's your name?
Jonathan West. And you are Mr. America.
Now you're making fun of me like all the rest.
Oh, no, I'm not. That's a name to be proud of.
They don't mean it that way.
I'm sure they don't, but then they don't know what we do.
And what's that?
One day they will look for Mr. America and find him gone.
Yes, one day I'll show them all. I'll find my father and we'll never come back. Never.
You know, but this time I think you'll need a little more preparation and perhaps a little assistance.
I can do it by myself.
I believe you could, but the way isn't easy. May I borrow your stick for a moment?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's look at your map. Remember what I'm telling you, because you'll have to carry all of this in your head.
All right.
First, you can take the train from here to the Oder River. There are no inspection points that far, so you won't be troubled. Get off the train here and take the ferry across the river.
Yes, sir.
Now you'll have to walk from here to the border. There are three sets of barbed wire fences there, each one separated by a space of sand. Be very careful not to step on any of the wires or you'll set the alarm off. You'll have to cross the border at night, of course.
Well, yes, sir. Then I'll be in Germany.
In Germany, yes. But not yet free.
Why not?
Well, the Russians have occupied this portion of Germany just as they've taken over Poland. You must head for Berlin. For West Berlin. There you'll find...
I'll find my father.
Well, perhaps. At least you'll find people who will help you.
People like you, Mr. West.
I'll help as much as I can along the way. Now, do you understand the route?
Well, yes, sir.
When would you like to start?
Right now.
No, I think a few days' wait would be better. I suggest you wait until Wednesday.
Why Wednesday?
Well, because that's the day your mother does the baking, and a couple of loaves of bread will come in very handy on this trip.
Can you go with me?
No, I'm afraid not.
I wish you could.
I still have some business to attend to in Breslau, but I'll join you later. Now, is everything clear? You know what you have to do?
Yes, Mr. West. And this time I'll make it. Isn't the bread done yet, Mama?
In a minute.
Smells like it's done.
Bread always smells that way when it's baking.
Oh, but this smells extra good to me.
Well, I'll take a look at it. Hand me that towel, please.
All right.
Now, let's see. Yes, I think it's nicely baked.
It looks wonderful.
Now, don't think you're going to spoil your lunch with a whole lot of fresh bread. Besides, it'll have to cool here on the table before you can have any of it.
All right, Mama.
There now.
Mama.
Yes, dear?
I love you.
I love you, too, Mieczyslav.
I want you to know that always I will love you.
Thank you, dear. Is something wrong?
No, Mama. Nothing.
Mieczyslav, you know, sometimes when I look at you, I see your father all over again. You're really so much more his child than mine. In your eyes... And your chin, the way you say things, and the way you feel about things. It's just as though Ludwig were here again. Sometimes it hurts me.
I don't want to hurt you, Mama, ever.
Oh, it's not you, dear. It's something I can't even describe. I know that deep within you is the same spirit that drove your father from Poland. And it's something in which I have no part. I was raised to live only one way, as a wife and mother, to have a man and a home. Now I've had two men, and in my way I've loved them both.
My stepfather...
Your stepfather is a man I can understand. He will never be in trouble with the communist authorities. He will not endanger our home by resisting them. With him, our lives at least are safe.
But my own father would fight them, wouldn't he?
Yes. Yes, his father. Yes, he would. And our home would never be safe.
I haven't said anything about it since you came back, Mietislav. Will you leave us again?
Why do you ask me that?
I want to know the truth.
Yes, Mama. I will leave again.
It would be better if you did not. They will get you and bring you back wherever you go.
I'll have to take that chance.
I can say nothing to you to change your mind.
Nothing, Mama.
You said you loved me.
Yeah, I do. I do love you, Mama.
Then why? No, it is. Do no good for me to ask why. I don't think even you know why. Well, I'm going into the village. Do you want to come along?
No, I'd rather wait for the bread to cool.
Now, don't you eat too much of it. Goodbye, Mia, just love.
Goodbye. Mama.
Get your tickets and travel permits ready. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Pardon me, ma'am.
What?
Oh, were you talking to me, little boy?
Oh, yes, ma'am. What are the travel permits?
Well, you have to have permission to travel from one place to another. See, like this one. So you have the piece of paper like this, don't you?
No, ma'am. Only my ticket.
Get your permits and tickets ready when I come along, please.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, little boy. You're not supposed to be on the train without a permit.
I didn't know about this. Why didn't he tell me, huh?
Why didn't he tell you?
Mr. West. He should have told me. Now they'll make me go back.
All right, madam. Your permit and tickets, please.
Oh, yes, here you are.
All right, and the ticket for the boy.
I have my own.
Well, quite the little man, isn't he? There you are, son. Hold on to this part of it. It's a fine young man you have, madam.
Oh, but he's not...
Sir, where's your party? Go ahead,
Well, of all the nerve. He didn't even ask me for a permit.
No, I just found out why.
Why?
That stupid official in Breslau made out my permit for a mother and a child. You're traveling on my permit.
I'll bet that was Mr. West.
What did you say?
Oh, I said thank you, ma'am.
Well, don't thank me. Huh? Very embarrassing.
You won't tell a conductor?
Well, of course not. How could I explain it? I'm not even married.
Nice day for a boat ride, is it not, young one?
Yes, sir.
Looks like you and I are the only passengers this trip. Are you going far?
As far as I can.
Well, it sounds like quite a trip.
Oh, is that your wagon of potatoes, sir?
Yes, it is.
Would you be driving towards the border when the ferry docks?
I might be.
I'd be much obliged if you'd let me ride with you as far as the border.
Well, now, I don't know about that. You running away from home, boy?
No, I'm going home.
Yeah. I guess it's all right, then. I imagine your mama and papa will be glad to see you. Hmm?
Yes, my father.
Well, we're getting ready to land now. You climb up here with me and make yourself comfortable.
Very kind of you, sir.
No trouble. Gets a little lonesome on these roads after dark, anyhow.
Is it a long ride?
Well, it depends on where you're going. You still haven't told me the town.
All right, Max.
Get up there. See you in 2 days, Hans.
Bye.
Yeah. We'll stop down the road a ways and bake us some of these potatoes, boy.
All right.
In the meantime, you better answer my question.
What was that, sir?
What town you're headed for?
I forget.
Man alive, boy, you can't just start out without knowing where you're headed.
All I know is that it's close to the border.
Well, the closest I come is right on the border at Reuben. That's where Mr. West wants these potatoes delivered.
What did you say?
The man who's paying me for this trip, Mr. Jonathan West, back in Breslau. I couldn't see the sense of it because there are plenty of potatoes right there in Reuben, but he paid me well, so who was I to argue with money?
That town is where I'm headed. I just remembered.
Well, that's fine. And I'll have company for the whole trip. But it'll take us the better part of 2 days, so you just get him back and take a nap whenever you feel like it, yeah?
Thank you.
What made you remember the town? Am I mentioning the name?
Well, yes, sir, that was it. When you mentioned the name.
boy. Wake up, boy.
Hmm? Where are we?
We're here, boy. We're in Gubin.
Oh.
Yes. Do you know how to find your house?
I think I can find my way, all right.
Let me help you down. There you are.
Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, glad to have been able to help you. Good luck to you, boy.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
Yep, there. Goodbye, son.
I wonder which way I'd go. I have to get to the border while it's still dark. Maybe down... No, that's the way we came. No one around to ask. I should have asked the driver, but he might have gotten suspicious. Well, I might as well start walking.
It looks like you need a guide at this point, Mr. Slough.
What? Who's that?
Don't you recognize my voice?
It's Mr. West, isn't it?
Yes, Mr. Slough.
Am I headed wrong?
No, no, you've done very well so far. But the dangerous part is just ahead. We'll come to the end of this road in a minute and find some coils of barbed wire loose along the ground.
How do we get through?
There's a place in the wire where it's been cut.
Cut?
Yeah, some of my other friends have already passed this way tonight.
Was that the business you had to attend to in Breslau?
It's part of it. And then there was the little matter of your travel permit.
I thought that was your doing. You should have seen the woman's face when she found out.
Keep your voice down, Mr. Slough. We're almost to the wire now.
All right. You told me before that there were three barbed wire fences.
That's right. You'll have to crawl across the sand between them.
You're coming with me?
Yes. Remember to keep down low so they can't spot us from the guard towers. There. See the wire?
Mm-hmm. Which way do we go?
To the right. The hole in the wire is about 25 yards off the road. Let's go.
How much farther is it?
Well, we see two of the fences now. Tell them here's the stuff.
All right.
Watch out for wires on the ground. They have alarm signals off through here.
How much farther?
Only a few yards.
I see. I can see the last fence right now. We're almost there.
The alarm.
I didn't see that wire, Mr. West.
Come on.
What do we do?
Let's run for it. Follow me. We gotta get through the fence before they spot us.
Oh, God. Here, God. Please let us get through.
Oh, there are the searchlights. Hurry, the answer's loud.
Andy, turn now. Oh, you are caught in the wire.
Turn it loose.
Oh, there.
Gotta get into those woods. Come on.
Oh, I can't do it, Mr. West. I can't run anymore.
It's all right, Mr. Slough. It's all right. They can't see us now. We're across the border. We're in Germany. Well, what do you think of Berlin, Mr. Slough?
Such a big city.
Yes, big. And divided.
We walked a million miles to get here. Now the city itself is a million miles wide.
Well, not quite, but I guess it seems like it to a small boy.
I'm not a boy. I'm 13.
You're that old.
We have much farther to go?
Only a few blocks and we'll be in the western zone. All we have to do is avoid the police.
You there. Got where you are.
I spoke too soon.
What do we do?
We'll have to bluff our way through if we can.
What are you doing here?
This boy and I...
Don Baruski.
What's that? What language is he speaking?
Well, you should recognize it by now. It's Russian.
Oh. Well, what did the young man say?
Simply that he is the son of a prominent Russian officer here in East Berlin, and that it would be much better for you if he were not forced to report that he had been molested on the street.
He said that?
That's what he said.
In just those few words?
Well, the Russian language is very difficult, you know.
Well, I assure you all I did was follow instructions. I'm supposed to ask for identification of anyone who comes this close to the border. I didn't want to molest him, sir.
I understand.
You won't report me for stopping you, sir.
No, I won't say a word about it.
Thank you very, very much. Goodbye.
And now, Mr. Slav, let's step across the border and see if we can find your father.
That's all I can tell you, Mr. West. We've traced the movements of Ludwig Tomkiewicz, the boy's father, as far as England, all right, but that's the extent of the news.
I see.
I have one more call to put through, but I can't offer much hope on it. There are quite a few Polish exiles in the textile mills of Lancashire. I'm having them check on that area now, but it's almost the last resort.
Well, thank you, sir. You've been very kind to us.
Not at all.
Oh, yes, Miss Love. Let's sit down over here.
Did you get out and find my father, Mr. West?
No, not yet.
But you must find him. Come so far.
Yes, I know, sir.
And walking and walking, going without food and hiding. Is it all for nothing, Mr. West?
No, yes, Miss Love. You're probably too young to know just how important it all was. But you're in a free world now where you don't have to hide from the authorities. Men like that British officer over there will help you.
They've all been very nice. They still haven't found my father. Now they'll send me back.
No, they won't.
Oh, yes, they'll make me go back, and I don't want to. I want to stay here, or in England, or America, where people are kind and help each other instead of hurting each other.
I just thought you'd come a long way, but
the trip
isn't over yet.
Yes, I see.
If your father is any place on this side of the Iron Curtain, well, we'll find him.
I believe you, Mr. West.
We'll see if the two of you are never separated again.
Send the manifest to me, please. I don't. Mr. West.
Yes. Good news. That's what the call I heard about.
Oh?
Yes, they found the boy's father, all right, in Blackburn. I will send this young chap out of here on a military transport this afternoon, and they'll be together inside 24 hours.
Wonderful. Well, Mrs. you've made it. They found your father.
Mr. West, I just realized why I've trusted you all this time. Right from the start.
Oh, why is that?
Because you're like him. Like my father.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Sloth. That's the greatest compliment I've ever had.
I mean it.
Yes, I know you do. And someday when men have learned to live without hate or fear or whatever it is that builds iron curtains between them, I'd like to have a son to bring up in that world. A son just like you.
This is Edward Arnold again. The story you have just heard is true. With the exception of Jonathan West, all characters are real. In October of 1952, Mieczyslav, a 13-year-old Polish boy, bluffed his way across Poland, across eastern Germany, into West Berlin and freedom. Join us again next week, won't you, on another secret mission, when Jonathan West takes part in an escape from Czechoslovakia.